Yeah, it's kind of like his suspicions were almost correct, right? Or his worries were almost correct, right? Because he keeps being told again and again that he's okay. And I guess I think the doctors do determine, like, throughout the movie, like, you're okay, you know, it's fine. There's one part where he goes to get a second opinion and they like forge documents to make it seem like he's not. But I guess that's the thing with, like, I don't know, cancer or whatever, you know. I guess, like, in some cases, doctors can't really 100% determine when a person's going to go, right? And yeah, it's just a bad luck situation in which kind of all the pent up excitement and, you know, adrenaline probably led to his early demise, rather than if he just kind of lived comfortably, just doing all of his regular stuff, hanging out with his family. He probably does have a lot more money now, but maybe the murders and crimes and stuff that he was committing maybe led to him dying earlier than he would have.
Quite the tragic ending. He spends the whole film obsessing about this one single thing, about this blood disease that he keeps getting different recommendations about and constantly harassing every doctor he meets. And everyone keeps telling him that you're fine, you're going to be okay. And yet, in the end, perhaps and probably because he attempts to solve his own problems by murdering all of these people, the excitement and adrenaline, as you spoke of, probably killed him. And that's it. That's how the film ends, just with
Yeah.
Jonathan dead.
It's a fitting ending for the movie, just because, like we talked about, the movie isn't very flashy or crazy. It's pretty low key in terms of its editing choices, the way that it looks. There's nothing particularly, like, I don't know, everything feels pretty natural. Paris, Texas is kind of like that too, if I remember correctly. So yeah, it just ends in a way that feels very ordinary. There's a car crash, but it's nothing.
I mean, he doesn't hit any other cars, and the car's still fine.
And he just kind of slumps over and dies. You know, he doesn't get shot. It's not like Tom comes with a vengeance. Jonathan just dies and Tom continues to live. And that's it. You know, like, there's nothing really else more to say but that. It's a very fitting ending to how the rest of the movie is. It's a very consistent movie in terms of its style and its presentation.
A truly powerful ending. Final thoughts, Andrew?
Good movie. Yeah, it's a good neo-noir movie. Once again, you know, the Dennis Hopper and Bruno Gaines performances are amazing, and the way that the movie looks, I think, is great. It has a weird tone, is very particular. There's really only like a couple elements to talk about in the movie. It's not a terribly complicated movie, but the emotions are complicated, and it's kind of hard to discuss just because it's so complicated, not in a surface level way, but in a, you know, interior way. Yeah, it's just a really solid movie. You know, just a really good 8 out of 10 solid film for sure.
I adored every second of this film. I found it incredibly well written, as all of Wim Wenders' films are, at least the ones I've seen. Visually extremely appealing, some absolutely credible performances. The score, when they utilize it, is so tense. I love that they just got all of these extremely famous directors to be in the film. It's great to see Samuel Fuller and Nicholas Ray and some of my favorite directors of all time perform in a film. The plot is insane and absurd, and I don't think anyone could have tackled it other than Wim Wenders. I think under almost anyone else's hands, this film would have been dumb and failed. I think Wim Wenders walked a very tight rope when making this film, creating the tone necessary to explore the experiences that we as viewers have. I love this film so much, and I'm so excited to watch so many more Wim Wenders films. So I'm going to give this film a 9 out of 10.
Okay.
All right, y'all. Thank you for listening. You can find everything I do at AustinLugo12.
I'm on Letterboxd at RetroAndrew, RETR0 Andrew.
And you can find this podcast wherever you hear podcasts. You can also find us on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube at Theater 42 or With Nothing to Say. And thank you all for listening.
Thank you again.